Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're diving into Steve Bruzat's The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs. And Sophie, I have to ask, did you grow up thinking dinosaurs were just these big, slow, scaly monsters?
Oh, totally. I mean, I loved them as a kid, but yeah, the old movies made them look like lumbering failures. And Bruzat just demolishes that image on page one. He shows they were dynamic, intelligent, and honestly, kind of terrifying.
Right. And the book starts way before the dinosaurs even show up. He talks about the Great Dying, the Permian-Triassic extinction, which was worse than the one that killed the dinosaurs.
Exactly. That was the real apocalypse. Massive volcanoes in Siberia pumping out carbon and methane for millions of years. The oceans lost oxygen. Nearly everything died. And out of that desolation, the first dinosaurs emerged, tiny, two-legged underdogs.
I love that framing. They weren't the rulers at first. They were scrambling around in the shadows of these giant crocodile-like creatures and mammal-like reptiles.
Yeah, and their big advantage was posture. Their legs were directly under their bodies, so they could run way more efficiently than the sprawlers. Plus, they were probably warm-blooded, or at least super active.
So they were like the scrappy startup that finally gets its break when the big competitors get wiped out by another extinction event at the end of the Triassic.
Exactly. Then the Jurassic starts, and suddenly you get the giants, the sauropods like Diplodocus and Brachiosaurus. And Bruzat explains how they got so huge, hollow bones like birds, air sacs for constant oxygen flow.
Birds again. That comes up a lot. But the part that got me was the Cretaceous, the final chapter of the dinosaur age. That's when we get T-Rex.
And Bruzat is a leading T-Rex expert, so that section is incredible. T-Rex wasn't slow or stupid. It had excellent vision, a great sense of smell, and a bite that could crush bone. And it was probably feathered.
Feathered? That blew my mind. They found these T-Rex cousins in China with preserved feathers. So many theropods had a downy coat, probably for insulation or display.
And those feathers later got co-opted for flight. That's the direct link to birds. Bruzat makes the case that dinosaurs never really went extinct, they just changed form.
But before we get to that, he spends time on the very end of the Cretaceous. There's this fossil site in New Mexico where you see the last dinosaurs, the biggest T-Rex, the largest hadrosaurs. And they're thriving.
Right. They were not in decline. They were at their peak. Then a 6-mile-wide asteroid hits the Yucatan Peninsula.
And the way Bruzat describes that impact is terrifying. Earthquakes, tsunamis, firestorms. Then dust blots out the sun for years. Everything big that needed a lot of food died.
Except for the small, feathered theropods that could fly, eat seeds and insects and burrow. They survived. And those became birds.
So every pigeon, every hawk, every hummingbird is a living dinosaur. I'll never look at a pigeon the same way again.
And Bruzat's point is that the dinosaurs' reign lasted 150 million years. We've been around maybe 300,000. It's humbling.
Honestly, the takeaway for me is that the dinosaurs weren't failures. They were incredibly successful, adaptable, and their story didn't end with the asteroid. It just took a different path.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, and I think the real point of the book is that the dinosaurs are still with us. They're the birds outside your window.
Exactly. They never really left. We'll see you in the next one.